Another ancient Near Eastern text and its background in relating it to the Bible is Gilgamesh Epic. Gilgamesh Epic is the Babylonian flood account, and it is very sharply contrasted in many ways, and especially theologically, with the biblical account. In Gilgamesh Epic, there is a hero called Utnapishtim. And one of the characters in the story, Enkidu, is seeking immortality. And so he finally discovers Utnapishtim, the hero of the Babylonian account of the flood. Utnapishtim describes to him how the gods were angry, and they decided, for really no moral reason, that they would destroy mankind. And outside of his hut, he heard these words, "Reed hut, reed hut, go and build a boat." It appears that one of the gods had squealed and had brought that word to Utnapishtim because the gods had planned just arbitrarily to destroy the whole human race. So, because of that, he was saved. He built a boat, took his family and those that helped him build the boat onto the boat that he built, and he was on it while the storm came and the rains and destroyed everybody for 1 week. At the end of 1 week, the gods, who had been terrified by the storm that they had let loose because it was beyond their control as it progressed, they finally came after the flood like hungry flies upon a sacrifice that was made because they were so hungry. So in a week's time, they needed to be fed. What a contrast between the biblical account and Gilgamesh Epic. God did not arbitrarily decide to destroy the earth, but he, because of the violence that was going on, had to bring judgment. And yet he would go to all the trouble to reveal to Noah and his family and to help them and protect them because of his goodness, because of his grace. He would do this for one man. The flood lasted not for a week, but for a year, a little over a year. And when Noah came out, the Lord did not have to descend upon the sacrifice as a fly, but he accepted it as a beautiful act of worship to him. It is striking that when we compare the ancient Near East and the biblical account of the flood, that we see the mercy of God over against the arbitrariness of the gods. And we see how God did not need a sacrifice, but accepted worship as a result of the deliverance that he had given to Noah. And that is true in our lives. We have one who rescues us from all of the judgments of God, and that is Jesus Christ. And as a result, we owe him our adoration and our praise.